This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist in Nebraska Extension for Dodge and Washington counties. We must scrutinize inputs and focus on finding profit for our estimated 5.3 million acres of soybeans in Nebraska this season. During soybean planting season, we often think of planting date, seeding rates, and seed treatments. In regards to seed treatments, one of those choices being made right now is, should I inoculate my soybeans? The process of fixing nitrogen in the soil air to ammonia occurs through the symbiotic relationship between soybeans and the Brady rhizobium bacteria within the nodules of soybean roots. This process provides soybean plants up to 75% of the nitrogen they need. The remaining amount is taken up from the soil. Your soybean field likely fits into one of three situations. First, your field has no history of soybeans, but rather few fields like this are left. Second, it has been more than 5 years since soybeans were grown, or soybeans have been grown in rotation the last 2 to 3 years, but an environmental factor may have negatively impacted the survival of the bacteria. Third, soybeans have been grown in the rotation every 2 to 3 years, and environmental conditions have been good for the bacteria. In the case of situation number two, several environmental factors can cause poor nodulation, decreased nitrogen fixation, and reduce the survival of these bacteria, including non-optimal soil pH and extended flood or drought. In these situations, yield increases of 1 to 10 bushels per acre could be expected by using inoculants. The probability of a yield response in fields with a recent history of soybeans in good conditions for bacteria is extremely low. An 8-year study from 2000 to 2008 tested 51 inoculant products in 73 experiments in Wisconsin, Iowa, Indiana, Minnesota, and Nebraska, and the average yield response to inoculants was 0 bushels per acre. If you have managed soil pH well, planted soybeans recently, have a medium to heavy textured soil, and have not experienced any extended drought or floods, direct your money away from inoculating soybeans and move it to other management options that have an improved chance of return. For more information on the need to inoculate soybeans in Nebraska, call me at 727-2775 or visit our local website at croptechcafe.org. Know your crop, know your tech, know your bottom line. This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist with Nebraska Extension on KTIC Radio.